NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Roy Irwin. Do I elaborate?
You don't have to.
Okay.
The album's really great, by the way.
Thanks.
I don't know if I said that yet. It's really good. How are you feeling about it?
I think I really like it. It took me ages though, because it took a long time to record, so I was listening to it a lot, and then just from listening to it too much, I started to get sick of it, or couldn't really hear it anymore. But now that it's finished, I think I'm quite happy with it.
The last time you and I spoke about music stuff was when you released King of Pop, which is late 2017. What's kind of changed since then in terms of what you're doing, or is it, what's happened in that time, I guess I'm asking?
I played in some bands in between that album and this one, and I was just wanted to do another album, but then I did like a whole album of stuff, and then heaps of my gear broke, my computer broke, and then
which is what you use a lot, right?
Like, that's only what I use.
Yeah,
it's like
aside
what
from
I
your
learned.
Guitars, yeah. And stuff. Yeah,
and but so I did a whole album, and then again, like, spent way too long finishing it, and just never really finished it, and then got so sick of it that I didn't use it at all.
Oh, right.
And then I did the next one, which is self-titled.
So are any of the songs on self-titled from that scrapped album, or did you just totally start again?
There's one, which I think is, I can't remember the name, maybe Warm, but the rest are, were all new ones. Yeah.
We're going to talk about some of the tracks, starting with Awful, which is one of the first songs you released as like a single,
yeah,
along with Bully.
Yeah.
Tell me about this track and how it came together.
Awful was one of the quickest songs that I recorded and kind of wrote. It just happened really quickly and organically, which was nice, because most of the other ones I kind of sat on for a little while and I kind of struggled to finish them. But that one happened super fast, and I recorded it in the shed out the back of our house.
Oh, right. Did you do most of the recordings there?
I did all of the vocal takes in the shed.
Because the vocals, particularly on Awful, they're really reverberant. Like, if you didn't put the lyrics in there, I wouldn't really know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Which is, sometimes people do that because they don't want people to hear the lyrics, but then you've put them there, so.
Yeah, I mean, that was sort of my intention. It's because I listen to lots of music where I don't really know what they're saying most of the time, and then you find out like 6 months later and it takes on its another meaning. But I kind of like, with a lot of the songs, I kind of wanted there to be lots of space, and you can't necessarily figure out what I'm actually saying, because then I don't know, I want to create more of, like, it can be up to the listener to kind of make it up however they hear it.
Yes.
Soulful is kind of like upbeat.
Yeah.
In a way, despite the title, it's like this, it sounds kind of upbeat.
Yeah, I mean that as well. It's, I've always liked making something that's really upbeat or happy sounding when it's actually like not.
Yeah, playing with those juxtapositions. Yeah.
It's fun.
The next track is Shine. Tell me a little bit about this one.
That one, like most of the songs that I've released and written, it's, I don't know, it's all like something that would stem from an anxious feeling or a depressing feeling. So it's hard to explain, but I think with that one I was more focused around just the actual music and production,
mm-hmm.
rather than it being like so lyrically driven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not a lot of vocals in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of sparse vocal.
Like, I was kind of worried that maybe it sounded unfinished, but I just wanted to have lots of space and then it, I don't know, just not be like so obvious, I guess. Are you playing guitar and bass, or is it guitar but then like a down-tuned guitar as well? Yeah, there's bass and programmed drums.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's actually very little guitar on the whole album.
Yeah.
But when there is guitar, I just crank heaps of effects on it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's some synth as well.
Yeah, are you playing the synth, or is that like a plug-in?
Yeah, it's like a keyboard, like QWERTY keyboard. But yeah, it's probably the first album I've ever done that hasn't been like guitar-driven, I guess. It was kind of, I didn't really care about guitar that much.
Is that sprung out of music you've been listening to, or just wanting to experiment with different stuff, or...?
Yeah, I think so. Like, definitely would be music that I listen to influencing it.
Mm.
And also, just wanted to, like, experiment with actual production more, and do something that's kind of not in my general comfort zone. Yeah.
The next track is Warm. I love this song. It's so beautiful. And I think this really hammers home the fact that you make really visual music as well. Like, when I'm listening to your music in my headphones, I don't know, I feel like I look at everything different. It has this kind of cinematic feel.
Cool.
I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah, like I'll be staring at the clouds and how they move, and it feels very like dreamy state-y. Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly how I listen to a lot of music, or a lot of the music that I really enjoy listening to is like that feeling. So
yeah,
I kind of try to create that in my own way.
The song is really sweet, and you have these like sweet whispering kind of vocals, which are just so adorable. Do you like singing?
No, not really. And this, I got like a new microphone, and it's real sensitive. But then I got to play around with doing the whispering and stuff, and then I had friends listen to it and be like, "Are you gonna like sing, sing louder and stuff?" I was like, no, I want it to sound like this. Super stubborn. But yeah, that was real fun.
I like it. And you have the little chimes. There's a like Mariah Carey moment with some chimes as well.
Actually, Joe did that, who makes PHF music. He came over a few weeks back to help mix, and he did all of that stuff.
It's like, just needs a little something.
Yeah, and it was perfect because I kind of didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
But he was able to help me.
No Question is one of the tracks I wanted to talk to you about. You guys made a video for this as well. Tell me a little bit about this track.
No Question is about, like, most, a lot of the album is about kind of the same subject, and it's like just when you like learn shit about people that you're friends with or in a relationship with, or I mean any kind of relationship, I guess, and just about that deteriorating. Yeah, it's just about the end of like a friendship or a relationship and figuring things out about people.
Tell me about the video you made with Greg Burrows.
That was, yeah, my friend Greg got a new camera, and so he wanted to play around with it. So he had this idea to go to his parents' house out west and film it in a broken spa bath. And it was just really cold. And I just had to sit in it fully clothed for like an hour.
You had it translated into Japanese, the song lyrics as well, which is really nice.
my friend Henri that plays in Y2Z Zombie that we that I played with last year or the year before was able to translate it for me. Yeah, it's funny. I just want to share music with my friends as well, like in Japan, but we can't understand each other. So I just wanted to do something like that basically for them.
It looks really cool. It's a really simple concept, but I think it's a really beautiful video. Yeah.
I was real happy with how it looks because Greg just, I let him do everything and I just trusted him. And it was pretty fun.
Bully is the track that closes out the record. I love the lyrics to this song. It sounds like it was kind of fun to write or fun to record.
It's probably like the darkest song, but it was fun making that with the just production as well. Again, I tried to do like a 70s production. I don't know what that means to anyone or myself, but
like a big wall of sound situation,
or? Yeah, and just really like warm, like as warm as I could possibly make it. Yeah, that song is about one of the kids that actually bullied me when I was a kid, but then we ended up being friends. But now he's in jail for like a really horrific crime.
Oh no.
And I found out about it in the paper and I was like, oh, that's really fucked up.
I've had that before.
Yeah.
As well. It's a strange feeling, especially if you try to talk to someone about it. Like, I knew this person that's here in the paper.
And it's kind of hard to, like, when someone says something or tells you something like that, because you don't have, like, the memories or anything. So it's kind of like, oh, that's crazy. But when someone pops up like that was, like, in your life at one point for, like, something super gnarly, it's, like, quite shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can relate to that feeling. Actually, it's quite strange. I like the line about the Slipknot CD too. It's such a nice touch, like a weird little memory.
Yeah, and it's like I remember that so like real, real clear because like we'd go to his parents' house when we were like 12 and 13, and they'd let us like basically party at their house. And yeah, he gave me like a Slipknot CD. I think I gave him the first Eminem album.
Like, is it swaps. The Slim Shady LP?
Yeah, it was that one.
Was Roy Irwin talking about some of the songs on their new self-titled album, which you can hear in full over on Bandcamp and Spotify and all the places.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.